massive open online courses kind of officially became a thing in 2012. That's when a bunch of higher ed institutions, including some Ivy Leagues, started offering online classes through services like Coursera, Udacity, and edX. There was, as you might imagine, some major venture capital that went into these so-called MOOCs. We're talking many tens of millions of dollars. And these companies were assigned valuations that were pretty wild. It was, as I said, a whole thing, at least at first. People were signing up for these classes, many of which were free, by the millions. But then a lot of people who signed up for classes got a little lazy and never finished the coursework, and the whole business model faced a bit of a reckoning. But MOOCs adapted, offered more skills training and certificate programs, and when COVID-19 came along, MOOC enrollment actually kind of took off. The big three companies signed up roughly 7 times more students during lockdown compared to the same months a year earlier.